We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Tomorrow, Lyndon LaRouche. And he is with us on the line right now. Your phone calls are coming up. Lyndon, finishing up with all of your contacts in the Defense Department, in the CIA, everywhere else. Again, even the Washington Post admits you have amazing contacts. And you were here over a year ago saying that the military didn't want to do this. And so much of what you've talked about has now come out in mainstream media. So tell us what else is going on from your contacts that we're not aware of, that we don't know about, that's happening inside of the power structure.
Well, just take the things that don't get discussed one way or the other, at least not in a significantly significant way. Let's take the case of Curiosity. We launched a successful flight of this instrument to Mars. And that may seem just like something very spectacular. It got a lot of support from people, a lot of sympathy. It was done in defiance of Obama. And that's important. Now, the issue here is this. The problems we're talking about on politics are not so much the real issues for the long term. The great danger that we're facing is the danger from rocks in space. Now, this issue has been around for a long time. Edward Teller, the famous Edward Teller, now deceased, was a key sponsor of this effort to deal with this problem. It is an actual serious threat to mankind. Now, we have over periods of time, we have these giant rocks hitting different parts of the planet and taking out areas such as the equivalent of entire city areas, metropolitan cities, things like that. But once in a while, you get in the history of mankind, not in terms of living history of mankind, but of the territory, you get one big rock hits the Earth, and everybody on Earth dies, or everything on Earth tends to die. It may come back later. So we're now in a point where the key issue before us in terms of defense of nations is the defense of Earth from these rocks. And the increase of the danger of that source is notable. So therefore, we've got to do something about it. And what happened was, by putting this thing over the president's strongest objections, to put this thing on Mars, on Curiosity, on Mars, we set into place an absolutely indispensable mechanism by which at the speed of light, which is the communication between us and Mars, we can determine things and make decisions and to plan actions which will enable us now to realize what Edward Teller tried to deal with while he was still alive, the danger of rocks from the area of Jupiter down into so forth.
Well, that's right. Well, when they saw Shoemaker Levy crash into one of the gas giants and they did calculations, they know now that every few thousand years we get hit by big rocks, every 100 or 1,000 or so we get hit by these big mega rocks, every million or so ones that kill most life on the planet. And it just shows that why does the current ruling elite, because we've had corrupt elites before, but they wanted to build things, they wanted to advance things, they wanted to, I mean, even old colonialism, depending on the variant, did some good. Overall, it was bad, but now I see things like the new Obama 2012 film with Dinesh D'Souza coming out, and he's there, you know, saying Obama is a anti-colonialist. That's why he wants to destroy the West. But really, he's one of these British monarchy monopoly globalists that is actually trying to destroy the old hearts of empire. They're in a type of Malthusian de-evolution program against the old nation states. How would you quantify that?
I would quantify that by the British monarchy quantification. Reduce the human population, presently estimated in the range of 7 billion persons, to 1 billion persons in a short order. And that's the British policy. That's the policy of Obama. Oh, he hasn't put it in exactly those terms, but that's what it is. What has he done? We don't have production of food anymore. We are destroying food supplies as they're being produced. by turning them into, you know, chemical fuels. So we are actually in a process of a small group of people, really. It's not a big crowd. It's a small group of people. But our people have been so crushed. Most people in the United States are crushed. Their existence is being crushed. And, you know, since the past three generations, or the past three administrations, the rate of destruction of our economy is horrible.